Welcome to episode 22 of Off the Charts, the Horse Racing Stakes Picks podcast. I am your host, Dave Ginsburg, with expert horse player Steve Duckhorn. How are you doing, Steve?
I'm really doing well today. How you doing, Dave?
Doing great. We're going to recap last week's big race, the Pegasus World Cup. That was a pretty amazing race. We'll have a few comments about that. But first off, let's make sure everybody goes and visits our website at offthechartshorseracing.com. At the top of the page, you will find the links to all of our links to how to listen to us through Apple Podcasts and iTunes, your favorite podcatcher, as well as our RSS feed. And you also should be following us on Twitter, OffTheChartsHR, as Steve posts any late changes and he may have some other picks he may find, as well as listen to us on the Android Music Store. And we're also on Stitcher Radio. So take a listen and grab a subscription to be listening to us. I guess we're now over 2,100 downloads since we started this podcast. Pretty awesome, I must say.
Yeah, really good, Dave. Yeah, and staying pretty consistent and, we're getting a little over, 100 a week on average. And, some of our podcasts for some of the bigger racing days have, been in the neighborhood of 150 downloads. So we're doing good.
Everybody's interested. So let's get cooking here. The agenda today is going to review last week, including the Pegasus World Cup. What happened that last week? Your Nugget segment, this is actually not really horse related, but a topical event, the Super Bowl. You'll give us your pick on who's going to win the Super Bowl this year. And then there's stakes handicapping. You have about five races at Gulfstream Park, and you have four races at Santa Anita. So we got quite a few picks here. We're going to zip right through this, but we're going to give you some quality information related to these picks. So go ahead and give us a recap of last week.
Yeah, Dave. So really quickly, on the Pegasus, I just wanted to comment, boy, Gunrunner.
Monster.
Just an unbelievable racehorse. And, our selection was West Coast, who I thought once West Coast made that move on the turn, I thought we would have a big shot. It was surprising to me that Sharp Azteca didn't get out on the front end and push the pace a little bit more. But that's horse racing. I don't know that it would have made a difference. Gunrunner is certainly a phenomenal horse, and our horse only finished two lengths behind, and the rest of the field was far back. So West Coast going to have a nice 4-year-old career as we move into the racing in 2018. I just as a mention, we did have top two pick winners last week, and I kind of keep track of our first and second selections, mostly because some of our first selections have a tendency to be a little bit of a price play, and so I think it's good for us just kind of to track our top two picks and how they do. So we had two of them last week, and now in 131 stakes races that we've handicapped over the course of these 22 podcasts, 57 winners have been found in our top two picks, which is phenomenal. So if you just keep track of us and you just take a look at the first two picks I give you, you're usually going to find the winner there. So so that's kind of the summary of last week, Dave. We've got a lot of things to get to here in this segment. So
let's do it.
So we're gonna move along. I mentioned to you before we get on the podcast that I was thinking about what kind of horse nugget segment I would do today, and then realizing that there were nine races, so I thought I would come up with a topic that would be short and sweet. Yep. And as you know, I do bet on football, both college and pro football. And as you also know, I do it pretty successfully.
Yep.
So I thought I would quickly just kind of give out what I think the right Super Bowl pick is. So I'm going to play New England minus the 4 points in the Super Bowl, Dave. I think we're getting some value, surprisingly, on New England. I think it's based on the way that Philadelphia looked in the NFC Championship game, in contrast to the way that New England played, where they just barely got by Jacksonville. So I think we are getting a little value there. The other thing is that I like to play against public perception. And based on everything that I'm hearing, I've been watching a lot of the sports news over the course of this week. There's a lot of pro Philadelphia talk going on amongst the so-called experts. And from being around me all these years, Dave, that I'm a contrarian and like to play against what people's, you know, what the public opinion is, especially as it relates to football. So I'm going to make New England -4, which is the line currently. I just looked before I got on the podcast.
Dropped a half
as
point.
As my Super Bowl selection.
So it just dropped a half point then. It was 4.5, wasn't it?
It did. Yeah, it's at 4. It was 4 on 5 dimes when I got on the podcast, and probably when I get off the podcast, I'll make my bet. So because I think that line is probably going to go up. You know, here's the surprising thing, Dave. Minnesota goes to Philadelphia and they're -3. And right. if you count 3 points as home field advantage, that means that that line on a neutral field would have been Minnesota -6.
Jeez.
So now what are they trying to tell me, that Minnesota's is a better team than New England? I mean, New England's -4 on a neutral field. So that means that at Patriot Stadium with the 3-point advantage, they'd be -7. Yeah. So New England's just 1 point better than Minnesota. Like, I think we're getting a gift here on the line, which you know, is kind of surprising. I also think you got to put some value on experience. Nick Foles has had a couple of nice games in a row, but you know, this 2-week layoff, thinking about the pressure of the Super Bowl, something that Brady and Belichick have been through, you know, so many times now. So anyways, Dave, you know, I don't want to. This is not a football handicapping segment, but I did thought we'd have a little fun, and I'd throw out a Super Bowl pick for everybody. So my Super Bowl pick is New England -4.
Go Patriots.
All right, yes.
Let's go to the Gulfstream Park, and let's start with the fourth race. Fourth race is 7 furlongs. It's the Grade 3. It's the 33rd running of the Swale. It's $200,000 for 3-year-olds. And give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave. So my top selection in this race is going to be the 2-horse Tricky to Do. Arnaud Delacour is the trainer. Jose Ortiz is the jockey. This horse is out of Into Mischief. You know, I like that sire. $600,000 per purchase. I probably don't need to say anything more to you than this is a Tampa shipper.
Yep. With
a couple of subpar 12-second eighths of a mile. So let's make the 2-horse Tricky to Do our top selection. Our second selection in this race is going to be the morning line favorite, the 6-horse Strike Power, trained by Mark Hennig. Luis Saez is the jockey. This horse broke its maiden at Gulfstream and threw out a 102 buyer speed figure. And if he repeats that, then we'll be running for second. But, you know, you don't know what's going to happen with these young horses. This horse might bounce off that. But we need to make Strike Power our second selection. So let's make the 6-horse Strike Power our second selection.
Okay.
And our third and final selection, Dave, is going to be the 1-horse Diamond King. John Service is the trainer. Frankie Pennington is the jockey. This horse is 1-for-1 at the distance. This horse looks like it might show some speed. This horse has just moved into the John Service barn. Service is 38% when horses move into his barn. So this horse looks like the right horse to put in as our third selection. So, Dave, in Gulfstream's fourth race, let's make our selections the 2, the 6, and the 1.
Okay, let's move on to the 6th race. 6th race is a mile on the turf. It's Grade 3. That's the 22nd running of the Sweetest Chant. Purse is $100,000 for fillies, 3-year-olds on upward, and or not just 3-year-olds, excuse me. Go ahead and give us your picks.
Yep, so let's make our top selection, Dave, the 3-horse. 3-horse is Cash Out. George Arnold is the trainer. Nick Juarez is the jockey. This horse is 8-to-1 in the morning line. Couple of nice workouts I have circled there. Last one on the turf. This horse has raced in a Grade 3 and a Grade 2 the last two times out. That Grade 3 race was on the turf, made a nice closing move, looked like it hung a little bit. I kind of like this jockey change. So let's make the 3-horse at 8-to-1, Dave, Cash Out, our top selection in the 6th race. Okay. Our second selection is going to be the 5-horse, Salsa Bella. Salsa Bella is trained by Chad Brown. Irad Ortiz is the jockey. This horse is 5-to-1 in the morning line. This horse is getting Lasix for the first time, and Chad does really well with horses in their first North American start, 25% trainer when he brings them and acquires them from overseas. So it wouldn't surprise me if this horse produced a good effort and possibly might win the race. So let's make the five horse, Dave. Salsa Bella, our second selection.
Okay.
Our third and final selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the two horse is Andina Del Sur. Tom Albatrani is the trainer. Joel Rosario is the jockey. This horse hit, raced against one of the horses that's already in this race that won the Way I Am. But you can see I have circled here. This horse was 8 wide in the upper stretch and still closed well. These are the kind of horses that Rosario fits well with. He's been on this horse the last 2 times. And so let's make the two horse, Dave, and Dina Del Sur, our third and final selection. So in race 6 at Gulfstream, Dave, our selections are going to be the 3, the 5, and the 2.
All right. Let's move on to the 10th race. 10th race is 7 furlongs. It's a grade 3. It's a 38th running of the Forward Gal. Purse is $200,000. Phillies, 3-year-old. It's the first leg of a pick 3. So let's get a sure pick so we can get a pick 3 going.
Yeah, so my top selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the 3-horse trained by Anthony Cortolo. Luis Saez is the jockey. Heaven has My Nikki is the horse's name, 6-1 in the morning line. I have circled the sub 12-second eighth of a mile there in that last race at Gulfstream. Looks like this horse is on the improve, 2-for-2 lifetime. I like the jockey change to Saez. And we get 6-1 in the morning line. So let's make the 3-horse, Dave, Heaven Has My Nikki, as our top selection in this 10th race. Okay. Our second selection in the race, Dave, is going to be the 1-horse. The 1-horse is Sultry. Sultry is 10-1 in the morning line. Eddie Keneally's the trainer. Jose Ortiz is the jockey. Keneally's 40% when he takes horses from route to sprint. This horse routed the last time. I like that last workout on January 27th. So I thought this would be the right horse. Could get inside trip at 10-1. Let's make the 1-horse Sultry our second selection. And our third selection, Dave, in this race is going to be the 8-horse. The 8-horse is My Miss Lily, 8-1 in the morning line. Mark Hennig is the trainer. Javier Castellanos, the jockey. This horse was a $670,000 purchase. Hennig is 40% at the current meet at Gulfstream. And he puts a top flight jockey, Castellano, right back. Castellano broke this horse's maiden at Aqueduct. So obviously a lot of upside here. So let's make the 8-horse My Miss Lily our third selection. So our selections at Gulfstream Park's Race 10, Dave, are the 3, the 1, and the 8.
All right, so let's move on to the 11th race. So this will be the second leg of the pick 3. It's a mile on the turf. It's a grade 3, the 10th running of the Dania Beach. Purse $100,000 for 3-year-olds. Give us your picks.
Yeah, so race 11, Dave. Our top selection is going to be the 7-horse. The 7 is Gaidu. Gaidu is trained by Todd Pletcher. Johnny Velasquez is the jockey. This horse is sired by Frankel, who's one of the best racehorses of all time. Has a nice subpar 12-second last eighth of a mile in that race at Gulfstream on the 23rd of December. Also had a good opening quarter in less than 22 seconds. I have this horse listed as the speed horse here. This horse is on a stretch out. Todd does really well with these stretch outs, like Johnny V in these situations. So let's make the 7-horse, Dave, Gaidu our top selection. Let's make our second selection, Dave, the 9, Channel Cat. Channel Cat is also trained by Todd Pletcher, Javier Castellano. This horse is 6-1 in the morning line. This horse is out of English Channel, one of my favorite turf sires, English Channel. Castellano does a lot of nice work getting on these kinds of horses for Todd Pletcher. I like the jockey change from Plato to Prado to Castellano. So let's make the 9-horse, Dave, Channel Cat, our second selection.
Okay.
Our third and final selection, Dave, is going to be the 2-horse. The 2-horse is Cuestión de Tiempo. Ignacio Correas is the trainer. Irod Ortiz is the jockey. Tampa shipper, favorite last time out. two for two on the turf, 15-1 in the morning line. This seems like the right horse to put in here as our third selection, Dave. So in Gulfstream's 11th race, Dave, our selections are going to be the 7, the 9, and the 2.
All right, and then let's wrap up this pick three with the 12th race at Gulfstream Park. This is a mile and a 16th. It's the grade two running of the Holy Bull. $350,000 for three-year-olds. Give us your picks.
Yeah, so this is one of the first Derby preps of the Derby season, Dave. Yep. So it's starting to get exciting. I looked at this race a lot. I'm going to make the two-horse Free Drop Billy our top selection. Free Drop Billy is 6-1 the morning line. Dale Roman's trained. Saez is the jockey. This horse last race in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile was 7-1 in that race. I really liked that race at Keeneland, the race before that. That was a nice power move. I remember that race. Saez, when he teams up with Romans, is 25%. So I think this is probably a positive jockey change from Alborado to Saez. And the price is right. So let's make the two-horse, Dave, Free Drop Billy, our top selection.
Right.
And then let's go all the way to the outside post, the 11 horse, Mississippi, as our second selection, 5-1 in the morning line. Mark Cassie trains, Julian Le Perouse the jockey. This horse was purchased for $700,000, was on a stretch out to a mile and a 16th last time, kind of raced evenly, but did finish second. This is the second off a layoff. I like horses second off a layoff, especially horses that I know were bought for a lot of money. Cassie does really well in stakes races, so let's make Mississippi our second selection, Dave.
All right.
And then our third and final selection in this 12th race, Dave, is the one horse, Enticed. Enticed is trained by Kira McLaughlin. Joel Rosario is the jockey. Horse looks like it's going to get a pretty nice inside trip. If there's any speed, we the horse that could take advantage of that. McLaughlin is 15% in graded stakes, 15% when he puts Rosario up. So this looks like the right horse to put in as our third selection, Dave. So in race 12 at Gulfstream, our selections are the 2, the 11, and the 1.
All right, great. And let's hope we get those in and you can cash in on a pick three. So that's a good pick three choice for the Gulfstream Park tomorrow on Saturday. So let's move over to the West Coast and go over to Santa Anita. We're going to start with third race. Third race is a 6-furlong grade 2. It's a 66th running of the Palos Verdes and purses $200,000 for four-year-olds on Upward. Give us your picks.
Yeah, so this third race, Dave, is going to be just a no-brainer. This my top selection here is the 1, Roy H. Peter Miller trains, DeSormo's the jockey. This horse throws any one of these buyer speed figures in this race. This is going to be like a training, should be like a training trip for this horse. This horse won the Breeders' Cup Sprint, Dave.
Right.
It's not often in a grade two race you're getting a drop in class, but that's what you're getting here. So we'll make the one horse Roy H our first selection. Let me try to give us an exact that we can play. So my second selection will be Mongolian Saturday. Mongolian Saturday's 8-1 morning line. Enibish Ganbat is the trainer. Flavian Pratt's the jockey. This is an old timer. But this horse is a pretty former class horse, has really banged heads. It was some of the best horses on the racetrack. And what I thought here, Dave, was maybe this horse would be the horse that would be closing as other horses have quit running as they're chasing Roy H. And maybe we'll pick up a nice exacta with the 4 Mongolian Saturday as our second pick. Our third selection, Dave, is going to be the 2-horse Bobby Abu Dhabi. Peter Miller also trains. Espinoza is the jockey, Victor Espinoza. This horse is second off a layoff, one last time out with Espinoza. It looks like there's some upside here. This horse raced a 95 buyer the last time, but unless you're going to play the exacta, Dave, I think you ought to just watch Roy H. race in this race. So in race 3 at Santa Anita, Dave, our selections are the 1, the 4, and the 2.
All right, let's move on to the fifth race. The fifth race is a mile and a 16th. It's a grade three. It's the 80th running of the Robert B. Lewis. It's purse is $150,000 and for three-year-olds. Give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave. So my top selection in this race is going to be the seven-horse Peace. Peace is trained by Richard Mandela, ridden by Mikey Smith. This horse is 3-1 in the morning line. Smitty rode this horse last time and won. Now Mandela throws blinkers on, probably a suggestion from Smith. So Smith probably thinks there's probably something even more there with the blinkers on. So we're going to make the seven-horse Peace our top selection. Our second selection is going to be the four-horse Lambo. Lambo's trained by Michael Pender. Flavian Pratt's the jockey, 5-1 the morning line. This horse might be the speed horse in the race. So let's make the four-horse our second selection. And then our third and final selection, Dave, is going to be the five-horse Shiver Me Timbers. Jerry Hollendorfer trains. Bejarano's the jockey. This horse is 7-2 in the morning line. This horse has got pretty consistent buyer speed figures, all in the mid or upper 80s, which might get the job done here. So let's take, as far as this race five at Santa Anita is concerned, Dave, our selections are going to be the 7, 4, and 5.
All right, and then we can go on to the seventh race. So we've got the two races here coming up. We can do a daily double on this one. Yep. It's a mile and a fourth on the turf. This is the grade two running of the San Marcos. It's $200,000 for four-year-olds on upward. Give us your picks.
Yep. So my top selection in this race, Dave, is going to be Free Rose. Richard Baltus trains. Joe Talamo's the jockey. This horse is 8-1 in the morning line, so it'll give you a little bit of a price play. This horse is second off a layoff, has produced a 103 buyer speed figure on the turf at Santa Anita, so can produce a triple-digit buyer speed figure. Horse got stuck a little bit outside post-wise. I like the jockey change from Marag to Talamo. So the two-horse Free Rose is our top selection. Our second selection is Isotherm, the four-horse. Phil D'Amato trains. Flavian Pratt's the jockey. Has a number of subpar 12-second eighths of a mile. So this will be the horse that would be closing and has a nice late burst. So let's make the four-horse Isotherm our second selection. And our third and final selection will be the morning line favorite, the five-horse It's in the Post. Jeff Mullins trains. Tyler Bays is the jockey. Bays has been on this horse all of this horse's starts over the last year. This horse also can produce a subpar 12-second last eighth of a mile. So let's make the five-horse It's in the Post our third selection.
Okay. And then let's wrap up the second leg of this daily double in the eighth race. Eighth race is a mile and an eighth. It's a grade two. The grade two is the 81st running of the San Pasquale. $200,000, four-year-olds on upward. Let's get your picks.
Yeah, Dave. So my top selection in this race is going to be the one horse. The one horse is Pavel. Pavel is trained by Doug O'Neill. Mario Gutierrez is the jockey. This horse is 4-1 in the morning line. You can see, other than that race where he ran into Gunrunner, Pavel's raced pretty well, pretty lightly raced going into his four-year-old season, second off a layoff. Going to get a nice inside trip here, can produce a triple-digit buyer speed figure. So there's a lot of upside here. So let's make the one-horse Pavel our top selection.
Okay.
Our second selection here, Dave, is going to be the nine-horse. The nine horse is top of the game. Vladimir Siren's the trainer. Kent DeSormo is the jockey. This horse is 3-1 in the morning line. This horse is 4-4 at Santa Anita.
Yeah, I was gonna say that.
And has great stats, Siren and DeSormo when they team up. So our third and final selection here, Dave, is going to be the eight horse. The eight horse is Prime Attraction. James Cassidy's the trainer. Pereira's the jockey. This horse may have bounced the last time off the triple-digit buyer speed figure. This horse has a Tomlinson of 400 at this distance. And so let's make the eight horse our third and final selection here, Dave. So in race eight at Santa Anita, our selections are the one, the nine, and the eight.
All right, great. And
I want to make a correction here. If we go back to race seven
Of Santa Anita,
yeah, at Santa Anita, That five horse is not our third selection. So let me correct the third selection in that race. Our third selection is the seven horse, Haya Busa, one Peter Miller trains Victor Espinosa's the jockey. This horse is second off a layoff. And though I did have a bunch of things circled on the five horse in that race, when I came down to my final selections, I did want to make the seven horse our third and final selection. So again, just to confirm for everyone, Santa Anita, race seven, our selections are the two, the four, and the seven.
All right, you got it. And let's hopefully have a winner. So let's wrap this up. Be sure to go out to our website, offthechartshorseracing.com. You see all the links at the top of the web, at the top of the page. Subscribe to our podcast. RSS feeds, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Google Play, they're all there. Just subscribe. You'll be able to listen to our podcast at any time. We always highly recommend that you follow us on Twitter at OffTheChartsHR. There'll be some podcast updates, any race day changes, and Steve may even have some other picks out there. And if you ever wanted to email us, we do have an email address, questions@offthechartshorseracing.com. Any closing comments before we close this up?
New England -4.
All right. Go Patriots. Thanks for joining us. Good luck and good racing.